From Cherry Hill Publishing, Private Entrance, by Catherine Harvey. Read by Laura Jennings. Prologue. The Nevada Desert, May 1972. In the early hours before dawn, at a lonely crossroads in the middle of nowhere, a man stood shivering in a phone booth, mentally urging the person at the other end to pick up. The desert air was killer cold, and the frigid stars didn't help. Parked beside the booth was a dusty old Chevy with a woman inside, holding a baby in her arms, a newborn she was coaxing to drink from a bottle. In the back seat, three other babies slumbered, wrapped in blankets and protected with cushions. All four babies had been stolen. The man in the phone booth heard the other end pick up. "It's Boudreaux," he said quietly into the phone, as if anyone could possibly overhear, he and the woman miles from civilization. "I've got the merchandise." He listened, nodding, shoulders hunched against the whistling wind that found its way through cracks in the booth.
"Okay,"
he said after he received his instructions.
"We'll be there in an hour." "Yeah, that's right. Four. All girls, all white."
He hung up and ran back to the car, rubbing his hands as he got behind the wheel and slammed the door shut.
"Guess what I done, Muriel?" he said gloatingly. "I got him to agree to an extra $1,000 for each baby."
"We should get more," she groused. "These are pedigreed, come from rich families."
"That don't mean nothing to the buyers. All they care is race and sex."
Muriel frowned, set the bottle down, and bent closer to the baby in her arms.
"Hey, Spencer," she said. "This one's dead."
"What? You sure?"
She covered the little face with the blanket, and Boudreaux pounded the steering wheel.
"Shit."
There went $1,000. Chapter 1. His eyes met hers across the aisle of the first-class cabin. There is a message in his glance that says, "The in-flight movie's over, dinner is history, and the other passengers are reading or snoozing. At 30,000 feet, what else is there to do?" He unbuckles his seatbelt and stands up to stretch. Custom-tailored shirt of pale blue silk pulls tight over defined musculature. No golfer, this man. Extreme sports are his thing. He turns. Coco feels the breath catch in her throat when she sees a hint of heaven in the pleated slacks. A flicker of dark, inviting eyes before he makes his way down the aisle. As he passes Coco's seat, she picks up his manly scent, feels the air around her crackle with electricity, as if a god had just walked past. She doesn't have to turn and look to know he has made his way to the restroom. Coco's pulse races. She's never done it in the jaw of a 747 before. Dare she? Casually, she gets out of her seat and moves down the aisle. Are people aware of what these two strangers are up to? What they are about to do? She doesn't know his name, his profession, if he's married. It doesn't matter. They're drawn together in primal need. As she nears, she sees him slip inside. He does not turn the knob to occupied. He is waiting. She licks her lips. She has never felt so excited, so keenly sexual. She reaches for the door and slips inside. The compartment is so small, they are pressed together as soon as she closes and locks the door. No words, just instant mouth on mouth, arms encircling, fabulous erection pressing against her groin. His hands travel up her thigh and under her skirt.
Coco fumbles at the zipper, setting him free. They don't stop kissing, tongues and lips hot and voracious as her panties come away with one tug. He is so strong he lifts her off the floor and perches her on the edge of the sink. He spreads her legs and...
Ms. McCarthy, can I get you another drink?
Coco looked up, startled. The flight attendant was smiling down at her. Coco said.
Yes, please. Another drink would be great.
How soon do we land?
The attendant consulted her watch. We should be arriving in Los Angeles in 45 minutes.
Make it a double.